Good evening and welcome. We are on the road in Uttar Pradesh tracking the latest in this election bound state. Now you must be wondering, what are we actually doing there? Why did we zoom out of that thing right behind me? You all must have heard of that famous song, Jhumka Girare Bareli Ke Bazaar. So then, on the road, we decided to reach the Bareli Ke Bazaar, and that's a gigantic jhumka right behind me, which is a selfie point. In fact, all the poll officers and the CRPF jawans found it quite fascinating. They were right here, clicking selfies at something which is undoubtedly the largest jhumka I have ever seen. It weighs 200 kilograms, and this is the hallmark or the big attraction the moment you enter the town of Bareilly. Our election radar coverage has covered 620 kilometers. We started this journey from Greater Noida, went to Aligarh, then Deoband, Saharanpur, Muzaffarnagar, then we went to Swar, then we came to Rampur, and now we are in Bareilly. This journey will continue for one whole month till the 8th of March to get you all the twists and turns through the narrow lanes and bylanes of Uttar Pradesh, of what the people are thinking and what the politicians want people to think. And speaking of the latest, the latter, what do the politicians want people to think and what are people thinking? In Western Uttar Pradesh, there was a very, very concerted effort, and let's say that without a doubt, a concerted effort to polarize the election. Jinnah, 80-20, and then on the eve of polling of the first phase, Yogi Adityanath saying, beware, if you make a wrong decision or take a wrong decision, UP could become Kerala, Bengal or Kashmir. Now this led to reactions from other states also. But within the state, this was latched on by the opposition. The point is, attempts are being made to play a game that helped political parties and dispensations reap political dividends in the past. But the question that we are asking on the big fight tonight, in Western UP and the divisive politics of Western UP, is this divisive politics actually a law of diminishing returns? That's the question that we want to ask on the big fight. Let's introduce all our guests in this broadcast. Senior journalist Ashutosh joins us. Sudhindra Bhadauria, leader of the BSP. Shant Prakash Jatav, leader of the BJP. Sujata Pandey supports the BJP, is a political analyst. Abhishek Sudhir is a Samajwadi Party supporter. And Vibhakar Shastri, member of the Indian National Congress, political advisor to Priyanka Gandhi, is also the grandson of former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri ji. He's a former AICC secretary also. Thank you very much. Important issue. Remember, only one phase of the two phases of Western UP have gone to polls. A divisive form of politics we saw in the first phase. The election campaigning is heating up. Tomorrow is the last day. In fact, Saturday is the last day of election campaigning. What else will we hear? Let's start with the first punch. Ashutosh, I want to begin with you. Each of you panelists get 1 minute time for your opening comments. So the first punch to Ashutosh. Do you think that divisive politics is a law of diminishing returns in Uttar Pradesh? And the reason we are saying this is because suddenly one notices a very concerted effort from the Samajwadi Party to not engage or disengage along this front. Akhilesh Yadav chooses not to comment or say something else or stick with his issues. So do you think, Ashutosh, that this is a law of diminishing returns? Or will it still help the BJP reap dividends?
Sanket, two things. First of all, how long you can use the same issue and in how many elections? BJP has successfully used in 2014, used in 2017, used in 2019. So now we are sitting at a time when Ram Mandir construction is on. Article 370 has been repealed. And partially the Uniform Civil Code is in. if you take the example of triple talaq. Now, the issue is, people, if India is an aspirational country, if it is a young country, then obviously it needs employment. It needs a certain kind of a lifestyle. It needs certain kind of per capita income. If the delivery is not as people are expecting, obviously there will be resentment. So every time you come and talk about 80-20, every time you come out talk about Jalida Topi and Lungi and something like that, Kabristan and Shamshan, how long people will take it? Today in UP, if you look at the per capita income is UP stands on, UP stands 32nd out of 36 states other union territories. 32nd. And the per capita income is half of the national average.
I'm going to come back to you, Ashutosh ji. Your 1 minute time is up, so we'll come back to you in just a short moment so that you can complete your point. Sudhindra Bhadauria, what do you think? Divisive politics, law of diminishing returns?
Well, you see, there are political interests behind pushing this agenda, and this has been since independence, more particularly if you see when there was Bharatiya Janasangh and on one side and other political parties on the other side trying to cherish the dreams of the freedom movement and the newly formed constitution. But we have seen that this battle has been ongoing since those days. This is nothing new, and sometimes there is prominence to one agenda, and sometimes there is, of course, people by and large in this country have a composite culture. They have lived together from times immemorial. So this is our rich tradition which we imbibe. But however, I must say all political parties have used it. Mulayam Singh used to call himself Mullah Mulayam in order to get Muslim votes. And so did the BJP try to push one agenda. But the larger society in India has been of the view that we should follow the constitution and in letter and spirit, and the constitution which has been enshrined and written, documented by Param Pooja Baba Sahib Bhimrao Ambedkar is the key to which the Indian nation follows. And I think the Indian freedom movement pushed this agenda.
Sure. Okay. Shant Prakash Jatav, your opening comments.
उत्तर प्रदेश पिछले पांच वर्षों में जिस प्रकार प्रगति की ओर बढ़ा उससे पहले बहुत हालत बदतर थी। हम अगर पिछले पांच वर्ष में देखें तो हम आर्थिक स्तर पर सातवें नंबर पे थे, आज हम पहले दूसरे नंबर पर पहुंच चुके हैं। 15 करोड़ लोगों को हम मुफ्त राशन दे रहे हैं, 43 लाख मकान हमने पक्के बनवा दिए हैं और वो क्रम जो है लगातार बन रहा है, चल रहा है। 2.61 लाख हमने टॉयलेट जो है वो शौच मुक्त उत्तर प्रदेश कर दिया है, जो खुले में शौच करने का जो चलन था उससे हमने मुक्त कर दिया है। इनफैक्ट अगर प्रगति हुई है तो लगातार प्रगति जो है उत्तर प्रदेश में हो रही है। इंस्टीट्यूशंस, पढ़ाई, एजुकेशंस में भी हम लोग प्रगति कर रहे हैं। हमने राजमार्ग, पहले दो मुख्य राजमार्ग थे, हमने तीन राजमार्ग और बना दिए हैं।
आई सी व्हाट यू आर ट्राइंग टू डू हियर। मिस्टर जाटव इज लिस्टिंग आउट ऑल द वर्क्स, द डेवलपमेंट वर्क दैट हैज हैपेंड इन उत्तर प्रदेश। इट्स अ लिस्टिकल, यू आर परफेक्टली एंटाइटल्ड टू डू दिस, बट इट इज ऑलवेज डॉटेड और आई वुड से कंप्लीटेड विद a very divisive comment here or there, very ably put by the chief minister or the deputy chief minister or other stakeholders in Uttar Pradesh. It is that point that we are talking about. Why does it always have to be development plus plus in Uttar Pradesh? Is that a template? And that's why I'm saying, is that template a law of diminishing returns? Abhishek Sudhir, your opening comments.
Thank you, Sanket. I just want to start off by saying, Mr. Akhilesh Yadav, he has a master's in civil environmental engineering from the University of Sydney. Mr. Jayant Chaudhary has an MSc in accounting and finance from the London School of Economics. Mr. Ghanshyam Tiwari, who's been on your program many a time, is a graduate of Harvard and Wharton. Abhishek Mishra, the candidate from Sarojini Nagar in Lucknow, is again a graduate of MIT and the Sloan School and is a graduate of Cambridge. Rupali Dikshit, the Samajwadi Party's candidate from Fatehabad, has an MBA and an MA from the United Kingdom. The best and the brightest have worked in the Samajwadi Party manifesto. This is a new Samajwadi Party. Nahi hawa hai, nahi sapa hai. This Samajwadi Party wants to empower the youth. The SPRLD Alliance is the alliance of choice for the youth, irrespective of their race, religion, caste, or gender. The Samajwadi Party is focused on its agenda as you opened the show. It's Mr. Akhilesh Yadav who is setting the agenda for this election. Abba Jan, Assi Bees, Lungi, we have no time for this. We are the youth. We are the millennials. We are those who were born in the late 80s. We've grown up in the 90s. We want a new India. We are done with Mandal Kamandal. We are done with the Babri. We are done with Mandal. And we are done with this Masjid. We are done with this Shamshan
Kabristan. No, but then you may be done. That, you know, the question was very different. You may be done with Mandal Kamandal. Is the state of Uttar Pradesh done with it? Can the state ultimately snap out of, you know, caste-based politics or religious-based politics? This has actually been the gadh, the epicenter of both these forms of politics.
Well,
will you be successful in changing the paradigm?
Of course we have to.
But will the state move forward?
Will
the state's politics move forward? And will this old analog form of politics, is this a law of diminishing returns? I only appeal to, you know, your wisdom to be able to tell us whether the state is ready for something like this. Vibhakar Shastri, your opening comments.
Good evening, Saket. Good evening, Sanket. Honorable Prime Minister, for the last 3 days, has been discussing and talking about only the Congress Party. Whether in the Parliament or his interview with ANI, he only spoke about the Congress, Congress history, Congress past, what the Congress has done, what the Congress has not done. So the message from these three things is very clear that the biggest threat to the BJP is the Congress, number one. Number two, the agenda set by our honorable leader and the Congress Party, Priyanka Gandhiji, as far as Uttar Pradesh is concerned, it's a new narrative, which the narrative of woman empowerment, which have been picked up by all the parties, whether it's Samajwadi, whether it's BJP, whether it's BSP. If you look at their manifestos, which they've released in the past couple of days, they've all spoken about woman empowerment. And let me tell you one thing, whether it's Kamandal, Mandal, whatever, but the women of Uttar Pradesh want to get out of the shackles of male-dominant society. They want to come out and express themselves freely. They want to vote to the candidates of their choice, the party of their choice.
Sure,
and,
I mean, see,
there's nothing holding back.
Yeah, sure, I can understand. There are two experiments happening in Uttar Pradesh right now. One is by the Samajwadi Party, which does not want to, quote-unquote, fall into the trap of a very conventional form of Hindu-Muslim caste-based politics. Now, that's an effort. Similarly, the Congress Party has decided to introduce a brand new paradigm in Uttar Pradesh. Uttar Pradesh is no stranger to the introduction of these new paradigms in politics. We have seen Brahmin Dalit social engineering also, which worked for the BSP. So, political experiments have happened in the past and they have been successful. But is hate politics or divisive politics along caste lines, religious lines, a law of diminishing returns? That's the only simple question. Or is it something, or there is still some juice left in this brand of politics? Sujata Pandey, your opening comments.
Yes. So since we are talking about division, let's talk about how the numbers are divided between the good governance and the anti-good governance. And this is what primarily Yogi Adityanath also meant when he spoke about this 80-20. In fact, he clarified, but then things were twisted. But just for the record, you know, let me just tell you how the numbers have gone divided between the law and order and a lawlessness of the SP regime. 80% less in Dakarti, 69% less in loot, 29% less in murder case, 35% less in kidnapping, 52% less in rape cases. UP number one in implementing the central government schemes. UP no longer a Bimaru Rajya. UP no longer a appeasement hub of, you know, appeasement politics. And I am amazed, Sanket, that today we are discussing and so openly, you know, deciding all by our own, not leaving it to the mandate of the people. The people that who is doing divisive policy? The parties whose entire existence are based upon caste, religion and dividing it and subdividing it and doing nothing about them are called inclusive. And a Bharatiya Janata Party, which is about a majority, and it did what it spoke about in its you know, Ghoshna Patra, is called division. How is that law of diminishing return? I see inclusive politics. I see he's speaking about a UP which will become a 3 trillion economy. And nobody has Akhilesh Yadav spoken about what he will do. How will the economy, the GDP has increased. On every parameters, UP is leading. So that is my take on this 80-20.
No,
80% for good governance.
When you say on every parameter, UP is bettering
not
itself.
Sujata
Pandey, when you say on every parameter.
Not every parameter, but most of it, which was not
on the key indices.
On the key indices.
Okay, but the point is. But the point is, yesterday, just ahead of elections.
Yes.
If development alone was a very creditworthy argument, then why did the Chief Minister feel the need to introduce a new lexicon? In fact, not new. It's old. He's no stranger to using these terms. He said, make sure that you don't vote and make a mistake, lest Uttar Pradesh becomes like Kerala, Kashmir or West Bengal. I asked this question. Before all our other panelists comment, let's play out a response from Akhilesh Yadav when I asked him a question. That what he thinks the Chief Minister was trying to do when he made that comment, saying that we should make sure that UP does not become Kerala, Kashmir or West Bengal. Here is what Akhilesh Yadav had to say.
और नीति आयोग को अगर हम देखें और नीति आयोग के आंकड़े देखें तो उत्तर प्रदेश कहां खड़ा है, भुखमरी में कहां है, स्वास्थ्य के पैरामीटर्स में कहां हैं हम, तो ये तमाम सवाल हैं जो बीजेपी के पास जवाब नहीं है। इधर उधर की बात करना, केरला से क्या तुलना करेंगे हमारे बाबा मुख्यमंत्री जी, क्या केरला के बारे में जानते हैं? तो केरला कम से कम कुछ पैरामीटर्स में देश में उदाहरण पेश करता है, तो कम से कम बीजेपी को नीति आयोग का तो मानना चाहिए।
शांत प्रकाश जाटव, आप कैसे जवाब देंगे भाई? देखिए ऐसा है, व्हेन यू से दैट कहीं उत्तर प्रदेश केरला ना बन जाए, आई मीन यू लुक एट पर कैपिटा इनकम, यू लुक एट education, literacy, healthcare system, general well-being, they are way ahead on all these parameters when you compare them to Uttar Pradesh. तो ये comparison क्या था? क्या बताना चाह रहे थे आप?
हाँ, मैं ये कहना चाहूंगा कि जैसे आपने अगर मुख्यमंत्री जी का, योगी आदित्यनाथ जी का बयान सुना हो, तो उन्होंने स्पष्ट कहा कि हमने जो development किया है इतना बेहतरीन, जो बदतर स्थिति में था हम उसमें आगे बढ़ रहे हैं सुधार की ओर। आज जो गुंडागर्दी करने वाले तत्व हैं, गुंडा जो यहाँ पे दंगाई जो हैं, वो मिलकर के चुनाव लड़ रहे हैं अपोजिशन में,
तो
अगर वो काबिज हो गए तो हालात
और भी आगे
खराब हो जाएंगे।
नीति आयोग रिपोर्ट सेज दैट केरला इज अहेड ऑफ उत्तर प्रदेश ऑन मेनी ऑफ दीज इंडिसेस, तो वो कंपैरिजन क्या था?
उत्तर प्रदेश की स्थिति इसलिए खराब थी क्योंकि 2017 से पहले जो शासन था वो प्रगति नहीं, यहाँ पर दंगा चाहता था और वो इससे दोबारा ना पैदा हो।
ये जो तुलनात्मक बात की है उन्होंने, उसके बारे में मैं बात कर रहा हूँ।
मैं वही बात
केरल, बंगाल और कश्मीर से जो तुलना की कि कहीं हम वैसे ना बन जाएं।
केरल और बंगाल
का इंडस्ट्रियलाइजेशन यूपी से ज्यादा है।
देखिए केरल, कश्मीर और ये पश्चिम बंगाल जो है, ये धार्मिक उन्माद पैदा करने के लिए मशहूर हैं। इन्होंने जो हालात पैदा किए, किस तरीके से कश्मीर से हिंदुओं को
आशुतोष,
इट इज वेरी क्लियर
मिस्टर शांत प्रकाश जाटव्स कमेंट, वन मोमेंट मिस्टर शांत प्रकाश जाटव्स कमेंट मेक्स इट वेरी क्लियर दैट दिस कंपेयर, यस वन मिस्टर भदौरिया, आई विल कम टू यू, this comparison that was made with Kerala, that we should make sure we don't become Kerala and Bengal, it was about religious appeasement of the minorities, correct? As Mr. Jatav has just admitted. Now the point is, in Uttar Pradesh, should there be appeasement of none and the rule of law established, or should there be an appeasement, no appeasement of an old paradigm, but appeasement of the majority now. If ideally, if you want to project that, see, now appeasement of none, then it should be for none. Law should be the same for all. Is that happening in UP?
Sanket, unfortunately, what Yogi Adityanath has said, it goes against the basic tenets of the federalism of this country, the basic tenets of the federal spirit of the country. If one chief minister of a state, he is denigrating, insulting other state, how can this be good for the country? Are you trying to this? Is he trying to say that the Kerala and Bengal, is he not insulting the people of Bengal? Is he not insulting the people of Kerala? Is he not insulting the people of Jammu and Kashmir? What is he trying to say? I think Mr. Yogi Adityanath should be told by the Honorable Prime Minister that whatever you have said is very, very insulting to this state, to the people of this country, people of this state. And this goes against the basic tenets of the federalism. Second point, Mr. Jatto, I don't indulge in disturbing others and I respect you.
मैं
आपको डिस्टर्ब नहीं करता हूं, कृपया आप मुझे डिस्टर्ब ना करें. मैं इतनी सी बात कहता हूं कि अगर योगी आदित्यनाथ जी केरल, पश्चिम बंगाल और जम्मू कश्मीर के लोगों का अपमान कर रहे हैं और ये भारत के संघवादी संविधान का खुला अपमान है,
वहां पर इसका मतलब ये है कि आप केरल के लोगों का अपमान किए.
संकेत, आई थिंक यू शुड बी स्टॉप. आप बुजुर्ग हैं, मैं आपका सम्मान करता हूं, अगर आप डिस्टर्ब करेंगे तो दिक्कत पैदा होगी.
मिस्टर जाटव, आई
सम्मान देना चाहता हूं, आप मुझे पहले भी टाइम आपको डिस्टर्ब नहीं किया.
आई एम गोना
दूसरी बात
जाटव जी मैं आपके पास वापस आऊंगा, आप निश्चिंत रहिए, यू विल गेट योर राइट टू रिप्लाई. आशुतोष, इफ यू मे वांट टू कंक्लूड नाउ.
दूसरी बात मैं कहना चाहता हूं, आप केरल क्या है आज की तारीख में? जो नीति आयोग की मल्टी डायमेंशनल इंडेक्स है उसमें नंबर वन स्टेट है, 0.71. और यूपी कहां पे है? झारखंड, बिहार और झारखंड के बाद नीचे से तीसरे नंबर पर है. उसका इंडेक्स क्या है? 37.71. ये है डेवलपमेंट उत्तर प्रदेश का पिछले दिनों, और ये हमको भी तकलीफ देता है क्योंकि हम उत्तर प्रदेश से आते हैं. तीसरी बात, अभी नीति आयोग ने ही कहा था, नीति आयोग की रिपोर्ट है कि स्वास्थ्य के मामले में उत्तर प्रदेश सबसे नीचे है. बेंगलोर की एक संस्था है जिसने स्टेट गवर्नमेंट सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट के डेटा के आधार पर कहा है कि यूपी 18 राज्यों में 18वें नंबर पर है, और आज की तारीख में उत्तर प्रदेश के ऊपर 6.5 लाख करोड़ का कर्जा है. यूपी इज ऑन द वर्ज ऑफ बीइंग बैंकरप्टेड. जो पर कैपिटा इनकम है दैट इज हाफ ऑफ द नेशनल एवरेज, 44,000. नेशनल एवरेज इज 96,000. अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट, I tell you the unemployment.
Okay.
GDP growth between 2012 and 2017 was 6.92%.
And do you feel
Yogi's GDP pre-COVID were 4.8%.
First of all, Sudhin Bhadauria now. It's not like UP is scraping at the bottom of the barrel only now. It has been a relatively backward state when you compare it to other states, right? But having said that, the claim that it has become really good, and you know, it is on that fast road to progress, how correct is that claim? And do you feel that when these divisive comments are made, it is basically with the design that people don't end up talking about this?
आपकी बहस bilingual चल रही है, तो मैं इस बार हिंदी में बोलना पसंद करूंगा. मैं ये कहना चाहता हूं कि sure. आपकी बहस से ये लग रहा था कि यहाँ पर कुछ लोग जो विशेषकर विदेश से पढ़ के आते हैं वही लोग ज्यादा ज्ञानी हैं, वही लोग ज्यादा जानकारी रखते हैं, वही लोग केवल नए भारत को बनाना चाहते हैं. मैंने तो अपने जीवन में देखा कि जो भारत में पढ़े लिखे लोग थे, आचार्य नरेंद्र देव जैसे लोग, उन्होंने भारत को एक नई परिभाषा दी. और ये भी सही है कि बाहर से लोगों ने आके भी इस देश को बनाने का काम किया. और मैं ये जानता हूं जितने ये बड़े बाहर के पढ़े हुए लोग हैं, मैं इनसे चाहता हूं कि वो 2-3 इस प्रकार के पैराग्राफ लिखें जिससे नए भारत की तस्वीर बने. और एक भारत के तमाम चाहे कवि हों, चाहे वो साहित्यकार हों, उनकी भी लेखनी देख लें,
पता चल जाएगा कौन ज्यादा गहरी समझ रखता है इस देश के बारे में. पर मैं ये जरूर कहूंगा
भदौरिया, आई एम जोशी, अभिषेक सुधीर वाज टॉकिंग अबाउट,
मैं ये कह रहा
हूं, आई विल गेट हिज राइट टू रिप्लाई आल्सो.
मैं कहना चाहता हूं, तू
आर यू एंटी फॉरेन एजुकेशन?
मैं कहना चाहता हूँ, मैं केवल इतना कहना चाहता हूँ,
पॉलिटिकल फोर फादर्स
तीन इस प्रदेश में पिछले 15 वर्षों में तीन मुख्यमंत्री हुए हैं. हमने 2012 से लेके 17 का भी दौर देखा है. हमने देखा कि एक मुख्यमंत्री जब मुजफ्फरनगर के दंगे हो रहे थे तो सैफई में महोत्सव मना रहे थे. हमने ये भी देखा कि जो लोग डिविसिव पॉलिटिक्स करते हैं वो क्या कर रहे थे. और सुश्री बहन मायावती जी जब मुख्यमंत्री थी उन्होंने ही यमुना एक्सप्रेसवे बनवाया, उन्होंने ही मेट्रो की नींव रखी, उन्होंने ही जेवर इंटरनेशनल एयरपोर्ट के लिए प्रारूप रखा. वो विदेश से पढ़ के नहीं आई थी, पर उत्तर प्रदेश में कानून व्यवस्था के मामले में, सबका विकास और सबके सम्मान के मामले में, सर्व समाज को आगे बढ़ाने के मामले में उनका अद्वितीय योगदान है. ये चुनाव की राजनीति नहीं है. इसकी व्याख्या इतिहासकार जरूर करेंगे एक न एक समय में. और मैं बता सकता हूँ, दावे के साथ कह सकता हूँ कि बहन मायावती जी के समय में उत्तर प्रदेश का विकास दर 9% था. मुलायम सिंह छोड़ के गए थे 3.5%, और अखिलेश यादव उतना कभी नहीं कर पाए और न ही योगी आदित्यनाथ कर पाए हैं.
Sanket, you have to allow me the right of...
But you know, again, Mr. Bhadauria, one more, before you reply, Mr. Bhadauria, here is my question to you. If there was so much Vikas, and she changed the face of UP so much, do you think that doing well for Uttar Pradesh politically and for the well-being of the state economically, and then going ahead and convincing people that you have done well, and then winning elections are two totally different things? Which is why the BJP talks about Vikas and at the same time, a divisive brand of politics also.
देखिए निसंदेह आपको मालूम है पिछले 2014 से कौन सी सरकारें जीतती रही हैं, तो क्या हम ये मान लें कि देश को सही दिशा में ले जाया जा रहा है? अगर वो जीतते रहे हैं, 2014 में जीते और 19 में उसके बाद भी बड़ी बहुमत से जीते, तो क्या हम ये मान लें उपाध्याय जी के देश को सही दिशा में ले जाया जा रहा है? देखिए जीत हार अलग होती है, पर जीत हार के अलग कारण भी होते हैं. इस देश के अंदर आंध्र प्रदेश के मुख्यमंत्री, उन्होंने हैदराबाद और आंध्र प्रदेश को एक नया प्रदेश बना दिया था, पर फिर भी जब चुनाव हुआ वो हार गए नायडू साहब. तो ये हार जीत
मिस्टर भदौरिया, द आर्ग्यूमेंट दैट यू आर मेकिंग, the argument that you're making in the past has also been made, and I've seen what the BJP tries to say is that, you know, you're not respecting the people's mandate. They went to the people on the basis of what they did, and they were chosen back, and they came back to power.
I respect the mandate. He's our prime minister. We respect him. Who's saying that we don't respect him? In fact, but I'm only making that you can't draw any concluding conclusion
very,
from the
very okay fine I okay fine
क्या अगर ट्रंप अभिषेक सुधीर नाउ
यू ओके अभिषेक सुधीर नाउ योर राइट टू रिप्लाई टू अ कमेंट मिस्टर भदौरिया मेड ऑन फॉरेन एजुकेशन दैट कैन नॉट बी अ क्रेडेंशियल टू बी अ गुड लीडर ही सेज
या आई मीन डॉक्टर भीमराव अंबेडकर वाज अ पीएचडी फ्रॉम कोलंबिया ही वाज अ बैरिस्टर एट लॉ फ्रॉम ग्रेजन इन लंडन दैट्स ऑल्सो द इन ऑफ कोट आई एम फ्रॉम अ बैरिस्टर
व्हिच इज व्हाई आई सेड दैट द पॉलिटिकल फोर
आई नो यू थिंक
दैट केवल वही होते हैं
दिस कंट्री.
No, I mean, if you are also your are you attacking Dr. Ambedkar?
में भी बहुत सारे बड़े लोग हुए.
Sir, I did not interrupt you.
और उन्होंने अच्छा प्रदेश बनाया और अच्छा देश बनाया.
Sir, can we have a civil debate? Can we please have a civil debate?
One by one. He has a right to rebut. No, one by one.
Please allow me.
Abhishek Sudhir.
Please allow me. Abhishek Sudhir. Sanket ji, मैं दक्षिण भारत से हूँ. मैंने हिंदी सीख के लखनऊ में आके एनडीटीवी इंडिया पे भी मैं डिबेट करता हूँ, बहस करता हूँ संकेत जी के साथ 4 बजे सवाल इंडिया.
या बट राइट नाउ वी आर ऑन एनडीटीवी 24/7. आवर ऑडियंस इन द साउथ
भदौरिया इज ट्राइंग टू
मे फील नेग्लेक्टेड विद सो मच हिंदी, सो प्लीज स्विच टू इंग्लिश.
संकेत जी, भदौरिया जी क्या कहना चाहते हैं इज दैट दोज ऑफ अस, यू नो, सी आई एम प्रेजेंटिंग द न्यू फेस ऑफ द समाजवादी पार्टी. I am presenting the new face of the Samajwadi Party. It does not suit their agenda because, oh, we are the party of Gundagardi, we are the party of Dangai. But then when I am saying that educated people, people who want to see a change...
But is that not a perception battle that you are fighting? One moment, yes, we are fighting. Word on the ground, is that not a perception battle that the Samajwadi Party has been fighting?
We are definitely fighting a perception battle. Unfortunately, as a liberal, as a South Indian liberal,
you have a perception.
The Congress party has let me down. So I am looking at Mr. Akhilesh Yadav for leadership. He is the one who is speaking the language of development. That is the perception we are fighting. Absolutely, you are right. But there are educated people in the Samajwadi Party.
What are you talking, Mr. Sudhir?
We want to see Uttar Pradesh develop. We want to see Uttar Pradesh
Vibhakar
prosper.
Shastri now.
Just
we
by
are
naming
not
few.
Vibhakar Shastri.
No. I will like to comment. Yes, thank you, Sanket. I like to comment. Mr. Sudhir is talking absolute rubbish. You know, just by naming few leaders who've been educated abroad, maybe some, third grade universities in Australia or wherever. That doesn't mean.
I would urge you to use some charitable language.
I'm absolutely sorry. I'm absolutely appalled.
I don't think it behooves you to use words like
rubbish. I'm absolutely appalled. Mr. Sudhir, and let me speak. I apologize if you're hurt. I apologize for that. But let me speak. By naming few leaders who have gone abroad, who had the opportunity of studying abroad, that doesn't mean that the Congress party is letting it down. Congress party also has enough talent.
Where are you, sir, in Uttar Pradesh?
And let me
Where
tell
are
you,
you,
who is talking?
Where is your organization in Uttar Pradesh?
No, 1 minute, Sanket. Who is it, Sanket or is it Sudhir? Who's speaking?
It's now let me, Mr. Shastri, please carry
Sudhir.
On.
Be more, yeah. So Sorry. as far as Uttar Pradesh is concerned, who is talking the language of opposition? It's the Congress party. It's the Congress leadership. Who is talking about unemployment of youth? Priyanka Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi. Who is talking about Mehngai? Priyanka Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi. Who is talking about Taney's son? Who went to Lakhimpur? Where was Akhilesh Yadav when...
Does the voter comprehend?
I think so. Let us... You'll be surprised on the 10th. And I'll be debating you. If you give me an opportunity, I'll be debating with you on the 10th. And you will see the results where the Congress party... I think we will definitely be very, very influential player in the coming time in these elections. So let me
no so okay so Jata Pandey now let me quickly come back to the we've somehow deviated to foreign education and all those things, but let me quickly come back to the core issue that we are debating today. And Sujata Pandey, I want to bring you in now. Do you feel that divisive politics or a divisive brand, division along caste lines, division along religious lines, is a law of diminishing returns, according to you, in Indian politics, in Uttar Pradesh politics? Or as I said, is there still some juice left because of which the BJP thinks that it's okay to exploit this?
So
let's talk about it a little bit more.
Yes. So,
Thoda
you
sa
know,
80-20. Thoda
you know,
sa Kerala.
You know, Sanket, me and you both come from Uttar Pradesh. We know anything will be made a political issue if people will pay importance to it. Okay, Jat is important, religion is important to people, and there is no moving away from the fact. I don't want to be so politically correct about it. Okay, it is not just in Uttar Pradesh, it is in Bihar, it is in MP, it is even in, you know, if you go abroad, you have, you know, there are divisions. They are not called by the caste, by the name of the caste or jati or the religion or whatever, but there is a division because that's how people vote. Okay? And like I said in the very first place, that the way I see BJP is not division politics based upon the religion. You know, you are interpreting, or the others are free to interpret in their own ways, that however they want it, that is up to them. But in the same interview, and I'm repeating it, in the same interview, he has clarified every bit of it, that how this 80% is for the people who are pro.
No, Sujata Pandey, one moment. You know, we can kid ourselves and we can continue to justify.
I hate it.
No, Miss Pandey. Miss Pandey, because, you know, you're trying to explain to me the logic behind 80-20 or the logic behind Kerala. The logic very much is that...
my favorite topic. It's
a veiled reference to Muslims or appeasement to Muslims. Period.
Sanket. No, it's not period. Okay. Now, since you have, you told, yes, Kerala is way ahead than UP on different parameters. But let me tell you that, you know, starting from the CM of Kerala is a 12th pass. Yogi Adityanath is a BSc mathematics graduate. Let me start from this. COVID death in Kerala with a population of 3.5 crore was 60,793. COVID death in UP with 20 crore.
I wish I had someone from the CPM or the Kerala government to respond to this so that we get a right to reply.
I think we are moving off track, Sanket.
The debate is just lost. Kerala, please, UP is 4.2. Please go and check.
Okay, Sujata Pandey. Miss Pandey, Mr. Jatav, right here on this show. Miss Pandey. Mr. Jatav, right here on this show. Mr. Jatav, I want to come back to you. Mr. Jatav, right on this show, you mentioned ki wahan par dharmik roop se tushtikaran ho raha hai. That means there is appeasement of a minority community in Kerala. And that is what the CM was mentioning. So it is very clear ki aap Hindu-Muslim wala angle aap la rahe hain is election mein. But you know, the larger point is, and Ashutosh, before I come to Mr. Jatav, Ashutosh, let me ask you this question. We may say or feel that, look, the BJP is trying to do this or do that, and politics has moved beyond all these things. Real issues matter. But do they? I mean, wouldn't this is a huge election winning machine called the Bharatiya Janata Party. If there was a shift in paradigm, do you think they will sit and follow the same rhetoric and not change course? Or are they missing
Sanket, if any political party or any political party or any political leader in this country, from Kashmir to Kanyakumari and from Assam to Gujarat, is saying that he or she is not using religion or the caste or the language, I think he or she is completely lying. Every detail,
correct.
Every politics is around caste. Every politics is around religion. So let's be honest to ourselves. The people of the country are not fools. When you are talking about Kerala is about the Muslim appeasement, we have forgotten what happened in Haridwar, what has happened in Raipur, those so-called Dharm Sansad. There is a difference between Muslim appeasement.
Absolutely.
And there is a difference between the hatred towards Muslims. I think people who have a little bit of shame, they should have condemned what happened and what was propagated in Haridwar Dharm Sansad. But not a word of shame on that. Not a word of condemnation on that. The Prime Minister to the BJP top leaders, nobody spoke against him. And when they spoke, it's almost almost a month. So why they were silent on that? So let's not be hypocritical. If appeasement of Muslim is bad, then hatred towards Muslims is worse. And those who are doing it, the history will do justice to them.
Correct. Bataiye, jawab dijiye Jatav ji. Bhai, tushtikaran agar kharab hai, तो फिर इज परसिक्यूशन करेक्ट? आई मीन ओपन कॉल्स टू किल मुस्लिम,
संकेत जी,
अ कॉल टू आर्म्स, और उसके बाद ना टिप्पणी आई. इनफैक्ट मिस्टर जाटव, आई रिमेम्बर मेनी ऑफ आवर डिबेट्स वेयर इनिशियली यू स्टार्टेड बाय जस्टिफाइंग दोज कमेंट्स एंड देन लेटर यू सेड द लॉ विल टेक इट्स ओन कोर्स.
संकेत जी, हमें उस चीज को ध्यान में रखना है कि उत्तर प्रदेश में 2017 से पहले जो बिजली के तार थे वो कपड़े सुखाने के काम आते थे, आज उसमें करंट दौड़ रहा है, 24 घंटे करंट दौड़ रहा है, और वो करंट जो है उन सब लोगों को लग रहा है जो धार्मिक आधार पर उन्माद पैदा करने के प्रयास करते थे, आज वो करंट उनको लग रहा है, 24 घंटे करंट लग रहा है. कोई भगवा कपड़े पहन करके किसी के ऊपर टिप्पणी करता है या कुछ गलत बोलता है तो वो भारतीय जनता पार्टी या संघ विचारधारा का व्यक्ति नहीं है, वो उन्मादी है, उसको किसी सूरत में स्वीकार नहीं किया जाएगा. आज जो करंट है उन सब लोगों को लग रहा है जो धार्मिक उन्माद और जातीय उत्पीड़न यहां पर देश के अंदर, वो उत्तर प्रदेश के अंदर करना चाहते थे, आज वो सब लोग परेशान है. किसी भी सूरत में फिर दोबारा
सब लोग परेशान है, आर यू श्योर? जाटव जी, जाटव जी, जाटव जी, क्या सिर्फ एक सेकंड, एक सेकंड, एक सेकंड, एक सेकंड, आप कह रहे हैं धार्मिक, जाटव जी मेरी बात सुन लीजिए, मेरी बात सुनिए, आपका ये कहना है कि धार्मिक उन्माद फैलाने वाले पीपल हु यूज टू स्प्रेड रिलीजियस केओस इन द स्टेट ऑफ उत्तर प्रदेश आर रनिंग फॉर कवर, इज दिस एक्चुअली ट्रू और हैव यू फिक्स्ड अ पर्टिकुलर सेक्शन और अ पर्टिकुलर टाइप ऑफ पीपल ऑफ अ पर्टिकुलर रिलीजन?
बिल्कुल
कहां है, वेयर इज द लॉ सेम फॉर ऑल? बिकॉज दोज धर्म, वो ऐसी ऐसी धर्म संसद जो है वो उत्तर प्रदेश में भी हुई है, इनफैक्ट वी हैव हैड नो कॉमेंट्स.
बिल्कुल,
बाय द वे दैट यति नरसिंहानंद, he has his ashram, he has his ashram in Ghaziabad which is in Uttar Pradesh. Do you know what the poster, Mr. Jatav, do you know what the poster reads? What does the poster read outside the temple of the temple of Yati Narsinghanand? Muslims are not allowed.
किसी भी शख्स के द्वारा धार्मिक उन्माद पैदा करना स्वीकार नहीं किया जाएगा, वो किसी भी सूरत में, चाहे कोई भी हो.
And yet the allegations of providing patronage. I am saying you want to end
Uttar Pradesh ke
dharmik unmad, end it for all religions. That is not happening.
5 years ka shasan raha hai.
Sanket.
Jinhone bhi shararat ki hai, unko uska dhand bhugatna bhi pada hai.
Yeah.
Sanket. Sanket.
Yeah. Okay. Quickly. Two comments on the two app.
तरीके का बयान दिया. उसके बाद उत्तराखंड की भारतीय जनता पार्टी की सरकार ने उनके खिलाफ कोई कार्रवाई नहीं की. कायदे से इस आदमी को गिरफ्तार करके कम से कम 3-4 साल के लिए जेल के अंदर डालना चाहिए. जो खुलेआम मुसलमानों के नरसंहार की बात कर रहा था और वहां तब काम किया गया जब सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने इंटरव्यू किया.
अगर सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने इंटरव्यू
किया होता तो भारतीय जनता पार्टी की सरकार कोई कार्रवाई नहीं करती. आपके चैनल पर आके ये लोग झूठ बोलते हैं.
वो जेल में गए जिन्होंने
जेल में सुप्रीम कोर्ट के इंटरवेंशन के बाद में डियर
जाटव
जी सुप्रीम कोर्ट
नेशनल
सुप्रीम कोर्ट के इंटरवेंशन के बाद सुप्रीम कोर्ट
नहीं है.
बहुत के बाद आपकी बहुत सरकार हाथ धरे बैठी
रही. हमारे बहुत में आपको समय को देख रहा हूँ.
देश के प्रधानमंत्री ने, देश के प्रधानमंत्री ने एक शब्द नहीं बोला.
अरे जिसको करना था उसने कर दिया, शासन से करना था
उसने एक शब्द नहीं बोला, योगी आदित्यनाथ ने एक शब्द नहीं बोला. आप लोग चुप रहे, आप लोगों ने साइलेंट समर्थन दिया उसको, यह शर्मनाक है.
अरे आप जो कुछ यहाँ पे बोल देंगे वो स्वीकार नहीं किया जाएगा. जिसको उसके खिलाफ एक्शन लेना था लिया, और जिसने गलत बोला वो जेल में है.
सुप्रीम कोर्ट का डंडा चला उसके बाद एक्शन लिया आप लोगों ने. सुप्रीम कोर्ट का डंडा चला और होता क्या उत्तर प्रदेश के अंदर जब महामारी चल रही थी, अगर कोई आदमी ऑक्सीजन की कमी के बारे में लिखता था उसको जेल में डाल देते थे.
बाहर से नहीं आया कोई ऑर्गेनाइजेशन, वो भारत का ही संस्थान है सुप्रीम कोर्ट भी, उसका सम्मान करना होगा.
तो आपकी सरकार क्या कर रही थी?
नो नो, दिस इज नॉट अ आर्गुमेंट, दिस कैन नॉट बी अ जस्ट आर्गुमेंट. इफ एक्शन इज एक्सपेक्टेड फ्रॉम द गवर्नमेंट
जिसने गलत किया,
देन एक्शंस कैन नॉट ऑलवेज कम फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम कोर्ट. फिर सरकार हटा देते हैं. एवरी डिसीजन कैन बी टेकन बाय सुप्रीम कोर्ट ओनली. सो दिस आर्गुमेंट डज नॉट वर्क. मिस्टर शास्त्री,
आई
वांट यू टू कम इन प्लीज.
सरकार का ही संस्थान है सुप्रीम कोर्ट भी.
कोई सरकार का संस्थान नहीं, गलतफहमी में मत रहिएगा.
नहीं नहीं नहीं, सरकार व्हाट यू सेइंग मिस्टर जाटव, सुप्रीम कोर्ट इज नॉट गवर्नमेंट.
ऐसे बात कर रहे जाटव जी आप,
दिस मेबी एन एलिगेशन. दिस मेबी एन एलिगेशन. सुप्रीम कोर्ट इज नॉट गवर्नमेंट.
हंस रहे हैं आप.
उसके खिलाफ कार्रवाई हुई है.
इज अ डिफरेंट पिलर.
क्या बात कर रहे हैं जाटव जी?
जाटव जी आप थोड़ा सा
सुप्रीम कोर्ट सरकार नहीं है, ये आप क्या बोल गए?
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल, जो भी है वो सही हुआ है और जिसने गलत किया है वो अरेस्ट किया गया.
Very dangerous comment that you have made, Mr. Jatav. There are allegations that the government tries to exert influence on the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court is not
Supreme
the government.
Supreme Court is a swatantra sansthan hai.
A different arm.
Magar, wo swatantra sansthan hai. Aur usne jo baat kahi, uske baad mein या उसके पहले
विभाकर शास्त्री, जाटव
जी, जाटव जी, आई एम एब्सोल्युटली एस्टोनिश्ड एंड अपॉल्ड. आपने आज जो द पॉइंट्स यू मेड इन डिफेंस ऑफ योर गवर्नमेंट, मीन इतने आप बीइंग सच अ सीनियर पर्सन, आप इस तरीके से बोल रहे हैं. आई मीन बहुत, आई एम एब्सोल्युटली एस्टोनिश्ड. Number one, judiciary is not controlled by the government of India. And what you are saying right now that is controlled by the government, this is what the opposition, this is what our leader Rahul Gandhi has been talking about, that even the judiciary is controlled by the Prime Minister. This is what we are talking. We want freedom. We want democracy, which has not been given. So you prove what Mr. Rahul Gandhi is saying is absolutely correct. Number one. Number two, politics of appeasement or politics of divisiveness and division was started by you, not by anyone else. And all these regional parties, whether it's Sapa or Baspa or BJP, they only do politics of division, whether on caste lines, whether on religious lines.
Except for the Congress Party.
Except for the Congress Party, which believes in Sabka Saath, Haath Congress Ka Haath Sabke Saath.
Bhopal gas trusty mein jo.
Okay, Abhishek and Sujata. Quick closing comments, please. Abhishek, Sudhir and Sujata Pandey want to come in. Quick closing comments, please. 1 minute
each.
Abhishek, Sudhir and Sujata Pandey.
First, Mr. Sudhir, please. 30 seconds or 1 minute of uninterrupted
Abhishek
time.
Sudhir.
Yeah, I just want to say, Sanket, for far too long, for the last 8 years, we as liberals are falling into the trap that the BJP is setting for us. Be it the Dharam Sansad in Haridwar, be it the issue in Karnataka with the religious dress. What is the Samajwadi Party said? We are not engaging. What does Rahul Gandhi, what does the Congress do, Sanket? The BJP sets the agenda, they fall into that trap. The Congress, Rahul Gandhi talks of Karnataka and Tamil Nadu and says, we are not a nation. Rahul Gandhi says, we are not a nation. No Indian, a congressman is saying India is not a nation. This is the problem, Sanket. Please don't interrupt, Sudhir. Sir. Let me just make my
but
point.
But you know, Abhishek, no, Sudhir, there is a counter argument also. Don't want to fall into their trap. At the same time, if there is something important that is happening in this country, you will appear as if you don't care about
Can I just say, Sanket, this
now,
is
now you
again,
tell me as an important opposition party in the country. Do we not expect any comment from the Samajwadi Party on the hijab row? Why should we keep quiet? Where was Mr. Akhilesh Yadav today? There's my
question. Who was he campaigning with today? He was campaigning with Azam Khan's son. Mr. Akhilesh Yadav has always spoken up for the minority community, but he says, I will not fall into the trap the BJP sets. You want to talk about the Haridwar Sansad, you talk about the hijab issue, you are only emboldening and strengthening the Bharatiya Janata Party because you are creating a sense that the Hindus are under attack. This is the binary that they are. We are done with this BJP-Congress binary.
Okay. Before I give Mr. Shastri a right to reply, Sujata Pandey. Mr. Shastri, I'll give you a right to reply. Sujata Pandey, please.
Yeah, I'm amazed and appalled by the lies which has been spoken on the national television today. Ashutoshji mentioned that none of the people who gave fiery speeches and let's say against certain community, nothing was done. They are all inside the jail, number one. Why do we only talk about one-sided things, Sanket? When we talk about Dharam Sansad, why do we not talk about Sartan Sa Juda Juda Gang? Why do we not talk about the Hindu genocide calls by different parties? I mean, I think when we really want to get away with these divisive politics, if at all there is by any political party and for use for their political gains, we have to now start calling spade by spade. We cannot be picking and choosing sides when it suits us. That's point number one. And it is time that on the national television we don't side away.
People will expect the same from the UP chief minister as well.
Of course, and that is why
that we should not engage in divisive politics.
Has he told you or NDTV or any other channel that this is about the Hindus and the Muslims? He has clarified in the next very sentence. But it is about the liberal privilege that you pick up and choose and twist and turn and make it your own Rasgulla and eat it too.
The comment on Kerala, Kashmir and Bengal was loaded with a meaning. It was loaded with a meaning.
Mr.
Jatam has spelled it out.
I just explained.
That this was about minority appeasement.
Yes.
Well,
quick last comment, Mr. Shastri.
I like the spirit of Sujata Pandeyji. I like the spirit of Sujata Pandeyji. Very vociferous in support of BJP, but no substance in her support. Let me tell you very categorically, Sujata ji, BJP is the party which believes only in divide and rule. the Chief Minister, the Honorable Chief Minister Yogi Ji said 80-20. Honorable Chief Minister Yogi Ji said Gopi. Honorable Yogi Ji said Kerala.
South Indian people are much better.
What is?
Okay, I've completely run out of time. What is Rahul Gandhi saying? Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. You know, there are six more phases left. And in these six phases, will we see more of these comments along religious lines getting shriller and sharper? Or will the BJP realize, or other political parties also realize, that this doesn't work and it is a law of diminishing returns? Is it, or is there still some juice left? Before we end this broadcast, let's quickly get you some questions on the Coup app. Navdeep writes, why UP's alarm bells for India's divisive politics? Akshit Ahuja says, they divided the country and now trying to divide the society on caste, community and religious lines. Well, that's a wrap in this edition of The Big Fight. We'll be on the road getting you more such editions over the next few weeks. Good night and goodbye.